TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Music carries tremendous power to connect us to ourselves and one another. But only a tiny percentage of music producers identify as women, which means the songs we turn up in our cars or in our earbuds can end up spreading harmful ideas about women. In her TED 2020 talk, Madam Gandhi shares an alternative track. It features something refreshing.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Hey, everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
So often I'll take a fitness class or I'll go to a music venue or really anywhere that plays music in the background. And I'll find myself loving the rhythms and the melodies and the beats. And then I take a second to listen to the lyrics. Lyrics that, for example, place us in a position of subservience that we would never tolerate in any other context. And I'm aghast at the degree to which we normalize sexism in our culture. I listen to this music and I'm like, I don't want to have to turn up to the sound of my own oppression. You know, music is one of the most powerful forms of communication because it has the potential to either uplift or oppress. Music caters to the emotions, music caters to the soul. Music opens up our soul, it opens up our channels to receive information about somebody else's walk of life, to inform our own roles. And while I have no problem with male fantasy, what I do have a problem with is that according to a recent study, only 2.6% of all music producers identify as women. That means an even smaller percentage identify as trans or gender nonconforming. And why does this matter? Because if we don't own and control our own narrative, somebody else will tell our stories for us, and they will get it wrong, perpetuating the very myths that hold us back. And I'm not here to tell other people how to make their music. But I am here to provide and design the alternative. One strategy I take in my music is making uplifting, energetic, percussive, global beats and placing lyrics on top of them that genuinely describe my life's experiences without contributing to the oppression of anybody else. It's funny because it's the same reason as to why we excuse so many problematic lyrics. It's because we love how the beats make us feel. An example of this is my song, Top Knot Turn Up. Notifications so I have more time. No bubbles to trouble my clear state of mind. One thing to know, I'm not here to please. Hair tied up, I do it properly. My time is not your property when I'm productive like my ovaries. Hey, give a grown girl room to breathe. Basic rights and her liberty. Free from insecurity that the world's projecting onto me. Please do not trouble me when I am focused. The future is female, you already know this. I'm fighting against the corruption on SCOTUS. Turn up in my top knot since when I first wrote this. I want us to keep making sex positive, beautiful music about joy and freedom. I want us to embrace our own pleasure just as much as we embrace our own pain. I want us to celebrate the authentic, nuanced, multidimensional aspects of our human existence, rather than perform false narratives of degrading sexuality in order to feel accepted or loved. And another strategy that I take in my music to combat the misogyny that exists on the airwaves is to visually depict the very world I wished we lived in. In the music video for my song See Me Through, which is like a vibey, queer, electronic R&B song, I cast two of my dear friends, Anya and Deja, to play the role of the lovers because they're married in real life. But what you don't know is that they also are behind the camera, concepting and directing the entire video. Music should be safe and accessible for all to experience. It's not about losing the sex appeal or swag that music has. It's about writing messages that infuse tenderness and positivity into music that motivates us and challenges us. And while we as musicians absolutely have the responsibility to make music that isn't disempowering, the consumers can be part of the change too. Firstly, we get to choose which songs we want to mute and which songs we want to turn louder. We get to say, I respect myself enough to say, I don't want to listen to this and I don't want this to be in anybody else's space either. Secondly, we can simply ask ourselves, does this music or this message contribute to the oppression of somebody else? Why am I tolerating it? And finally, we can all be choosing to make playlists or DJ music that provides the right vibe or mood that we're looking for in that moment without the problematic messaging. Why does this matter? Because it's teaching algorithms in our streaming systems in our world exactly what it is that we do want to listen to. Creating long-term change and a feedbacking mechanism that impacts the entire industry. This is not a message for just a small group of people. This is a message that affects everybody. Because when we protect and liberate our most vulnerable genders, we liberate everybody.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.